First, Pastor Tobin's sermon for this Sunday. We will focus on our gospel lesson today, Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 through 30. When I was a child, my parents gave me space to explore my talents are. Maybe you can relate. We gravitate toward our talents, our abilities, and things that we are good at. Realizing and practicing our talents, our ability, our skills, is what can make daily life enjoyable. Jesus tells a parable today about talents. In our gospel lesson, a parable is a story. Parables had many meanings and invite us to think more deeply about who God is and how the kingdom of God works. Last Sunday, we heard in our gospel reading another parable of Jesus, apparently also from Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 14. The same chapter is our parable today. Right before today's story is our gospel reading from last Sunday. From that reading, we remember how there were 10 bridesmaids, 5 foolish, 5 wise. They were all waiting for the groom. The wedding feast is a feast of heaven. The groom is Jesus. You are either the foolish or wise bridesmaids. Remember, the groom shows up at midnight. The 5 wise had oil in their lamp. The foolish did not. What does this mean? We are to prepare to meet Jesus when he returns in glory. Where can we find oil for our lamps and light for our faith? In God's word, at God's altar, meaning be faithful, be committed, be ready for Jesus' return. Right after the parable of Jesus on being ready, we now hear our parable or story today in our gospel lesson. Jesus says, "For it is as if a man going on a journey summoned his servants and entrusted his properties them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his or her ability." Now this man is God the Father. What does God the Father do for us? He created us, gives us our talents and ability. The English word talent means ability or things we are good at. But the original word in the Bible means more than that. The original word talent refers to God's given ability, but also to money. A talent was worth a lot of money in Jesus' day. A talent was worth more than 15 years of wages, or 15 years worth of salary. That is a lot of money. We're talking about thousands of dollars here, and that's just one talent. God goes on a journey. The man in the story or parable is God, the Father, who created and sustained us. God, our Father, entrusts us to us time and talents and money. We all have different talents, both as gifts and ability. And also, even when it comes to what we make or how much money we are blessed to have. Everyone here is included here. As God the Father gives us talent and abilities and work and labor. In the parable, Jesus tells today, the man, God, goes away. The one who receives 5 talents goes off right away and trades and invests, and he makes 5 more talents. He proves to be a great investor. The one who received 2 talents made 2 talents one, another solid investment. Now, what does this mean? Invest the talents God has given us. Invest them for God. Remember, the talents are from God. They are God's talent. God, our Father, gives you your ability, your salary, your time. It's all from God. We are managers. We give what God gives back to God and to our family and loved ones. God, who is God from generation to generation, invites us to take the eternal view. What we have is not ours. All our gifts and abilities, even our time here on earth, is lent to us, given to us to manage. All our gifts are given by God our Father, that we may, that we would invest God's gift for God, our Father and Maker, from whom comes every good and perfect gift. God gives us gifts and wants us to invest them, not for ourselves, but for our loving God and for others. So how do we invest our talents? Start with your abilities. What talents and abilities have God given you? Use these God-given abilities to serve God and to serve others. Remember, talents is a parable originally also referred to money, a lot of money. Give God the portion of what he gives you. Give back offering to God. God will multiply our offering for his service and glory. Invest in God. Remember that God invests his very life, his eternal life in us. God our Father gives us eternal life in Jesus Christ, his Son and our Savior. God gives us so much, gives us so much each day in so many ways. God our Father invests in us with his eternal life, his love, and his abiding presence. So why do we hold back from giving more to God and to others? Most of the parable, the stories Jesus tells today in our gospel lesson, focus on the third servant. It's the longest part of the story of the parable, or parable. It is the hardest part of the story. In our parable from Jesus in our gospel reading today, what does this third servant do? In the parable, God gives him one talent. The servant buries it and hides the talent God the Father gives to him. The servant then gives the talent God gave him back to God. Why does the servant in the parable hide his talents? Fear. He knows that God reaps where he does not sow. God reaps and collects through us. Sometimes we are depressed or anxious. Sometimes in fear, we turn in on ourselves. We fear of failure. Sometimes we all hide or bury our talents and gifts and abilities, which God has given to us. To play it safe is to lose what you have. Rather than hiding our talent, God wants us to invest our talent for God and for others. In our parable today, it says that man or God goes on a journey. God the Father sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to save you and me. God goes on a journey. God the Father sent Jesus who journeyed to the cross to save us and to save the world. Jesus journeyed to the cross. Jesus is buried in the ground. Jesus, the burial of the crucified Jesus, is the ultimate investment. Jesus who has died and buried, is risen. The resurrection of Jesus, the ultimate investment, God takes death and makes eternal life. The resurrection of Jesus is the ultimate payout because Jesus lives and we will live forever through faith in him. Eternal life is ours. Grace and power and love is ours forever in and through Jesus. Jesus is the greatest talent and treasure of all. Biden Finance once had a study on happiness and wealth. There are two results from this study on how to find happiness or contentment with wealth, with all the gifts and talents that God has entrusted to us. First, control. Just like in the parable, Jesus' parable today, we find happiness and invest contentment when we have invested our talents and wealth wisely. And when we give to God and the others, we are most likely to find contentment and happiness in our life. Birds control, just like Jesus in parable today. Oh, did that already? And the second truth or wisdom from the study is to give. Generous people are more happy and content people. Do you find that true? Sometimes. The more you're happy, the more you give, the happier you are. The more you hoard, the more you worry. The more you give, you become free of worry. God owns our wealth, and we manage what God gives and own and find contentment in His giving. When I was a young child, my parents gave me space to explore what talents are. Maybe you can relate. We gravitate toward our talents and ability and things we are good at. Realizing and practicing our talents, our ability, our skills is what makes daily life enjoyable. God, our Heavenly Father, gives us space and grace to explore and grow in the various talents He has given to us. How can we use our talents, our job, our vocation, and time to serve God and to serve others? The possibilities are endless. Start exploring. Jesus tells a parable today in our gospel reading about talents. It's our gospel reading. A parable is like a story. A parable has many meanings and invites us to think more deeply about who God is and how the kingdom of God works. Our God is a giving God. That's who our God is. And that's how God's kingdom works, through giving. God gives, we receive. That is the story of God's generosity and our story of grace. God gives to us talent, time, ability, family, friend, money, wealth, and so much more. We manage what God gives. We are content because God created us. We are at peace because God saved us in Jesus Christ. We are generous because God holds and keeps us in the Holy Spirit eternally. Commit your life to the Lord, for He will sustain you. Amen.